New York Sports with us. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Danielle McCartney.
Sunday morning, New York sports fans. That's right, I'm Danielle McCartan. We'll be talking all things New York sports with you right up until 1 p.m., which will be our Yankees-Mets Subway Series pregame. We're here, right here, live, and here in Lower Manhattan, broadcasting to New York City and beyond. So thanks for tuning in. Rami Lavi and I are live, again, here in Lower Manhattan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to get aboard. Call me up. Be part of the conversation. That number's already stored. So it's, I was just thinking as I was walking in here, this is, I cracked the mic this morning on a beautiful Sunday morning here in New York City. Weather-wise, it's calm, it's quiet. There was not one iota of traffic getting in. There were spots all over the place. It was great. And I woke up this morning with a city divided. Because if you're a Met fan, you know that your team has now finally taken the season series from the New York Yankees. You're riding high. Big Pete comes through with two big bops yesterday. I mean, Brandon Nimmo, Grand Salami, okay, all that. And on the other side of the coin, if you are a Yankee fan, you are waking up in a pit of despair this morning. You might not even want to tune in on Sunday, but you could call in now and we could talk about this. 888-808-1019. We'll talk some trade deadline strategies for both the Mets and the Yankees today. I'm going to try to sprinkle in a little football, if you will, some Giants stuff, the plan of action. I'm giving you the game plan here. We'll talk some Knicks and how Mike Brown is a terrible hire for the New York Knicks. Not that he's a terrible hire. The fact that they should have never let Tom Thibodeau go, and that's who they got in his place. That's kind of the angle there. Trade targets for the Mets, for the Yankees, and you know, all things. So we got a lot of things to do today. We're going to first start with the New York Yankees and the disaster that is happening with this Yankees team. I mean, they are in danger of getting swept for the second series in a row. As if losing first place in the East wasn't good, wasn't enough, I should say. They went into Toronto in first place. They left in second place in the AL East. Now they're going to get potentially swept by the New York Mets. This is activate crisis mode, because here it is. And Friday morning, I turned on the TV, and you know when you turn on the TV and it's like programmed to like the last channel that you're watching? Okay. Well, mine was just, I turned it on, it was still on the YES Network, and Friday morning it was an old rerun of, I guess it would be, I don't know, Yankeeography, I guess, I don't know. I don't know the name of the program, but it was about George Steinbrenner. And I'm sitting there eating my Cheerios, and I'm looking at and watching it, and there was a video of George Steinbrenner in this show on the YES Network, and there was a quote from him that said, he said, if you have the proper material, you should win. From George Steinbrenner. If you have the proper material, you should win. Now, I've been kind of turning that over in my head for the past 48 hours or so. And it's true. If you have the material, you should win. So my question then is, does this Yankees team have the proper material? I think yes. Now look, Brian Cashman is not without reproach. Do not misunderstand me. But the Yankees, I think, have the proper material. Sure, there are always upgrades, like owning a home. There's always something, right? Right now, I've got on my counter a big box from Amazon of weed and feed. That's my next something. I have to go out there, and there's weeds growing all over the front yard. I got to go spread that out. So there's always something, right? And before that, I was planting flowers in the backyard. But I think, like my home, and probably yours, this team has a good foundation, if you will. Now, I want you to imagine what this team could have and would have looked like with the $1 billion minus two defensive runs saved, 260 hitting Soto in that lineup. That team would not have had the proper material because once Hal ponied up for Soto, that would have been it. Close the pocketbook. That's it. No more checks. Done. So it's okay that he's not on this team any longer for the Yankees for that reason, because that was going to be the only move. That's it. And I wish Soto well with the Mets, and we'll talk about that as well today. But it's okay, because that money that was earmarked for Juan Soto, look, the Yankees are not perfect by any means. They are not. But they are a more complete team now than they were last year, foundationally. Soto is making $61.8 million this season. Okay? This season. Knowing the construction, the materials of this Yankees team, Brian Cashman went out and spent $63.1 million on the pivot plan that wasn't so bad after all. Cody Bellinger, number one. What were Brian Cashman's options this winter? Re-sign Alex Verdugo? Come on now. Cashman went out and got the best available outfielder for this team, Cody Bellinger. Through just about over the half of regular season games played, Mark, which I think is a pretty significant and sufficient sample size, Cody Bellinger is leaps and bounds better than Alex Verdugo was in his Yankees career. I mean, almost, look at the defensive in the, like, in the outfield, right? The defensive outfielder that Verdugo was, he was good, right? Bellinger's even better. Or I went back and I looked at MLB.com. They had the highest rated free agents in, you know, numerical order by position. So maybe would you have rathered him go after the highest rated left field free agent this winter, which according to MLB.com was Tyler O'Neill. He's hitting 193 for the Orioles as of right this second. Maybe the highest rated center fielder you want to go after, Harrison Bader. In a side-by-side comparison, which I did yesterday, Bellinger is better than Bader at every single offensive category. So for that, good job this winter, Brian Cashman. That's one material. Check. Paul Goldschmidt. Well, look, first base was shaping up to be a problem with Anthony Rizzo, unfortunately, going out the way he did. Okay, so I didn't even bother comparing Rizzo's Yankee numbers to Goldschmidt so far. Even with the slide of Goldschmidt, it would have been a waste of my time and yours listening to it. There is no comparison. As you know, I openly campaigned for Carlos Santana to fill the void. Cashman went with Goldschmidt. Two very good first basemen this season. But Goldschmidt has been playing. I mean, he started really hot. And even now, he's better than Santana so far this season. And not to mention, the highest ranked first base free agent this winter, according to MLB.com, was Christian Walker. Goldschmidt is a more complete player this season than Walker. I mean, the contract, by the way, that the Astros offered him, 3 years, $60 million. Goldschmidt, 1 year, $12.5 million. So with Ben Rice waiting in the wings, who would you rather have on your roster, Walker or Goldschmidt? And by the way, who knew Ben Rice was going to come out of the gate looking like he did this year? And with Goldschmidt on that one-year deal, I expect Ben Rice to be the everyday first baseman next year. But that's a conversation for another day. So material number two, secured. Good job this winter, Brian Cashman. And what about in the business of injury mitigation? I point to the injury to Luke Weaver not that long ago when it happened, who, oh, by the way, at the time was one of, if not the best closers, yes, closer, in the league this season. Oh, when Luke Weaver went down, Devin Williams was already on staff. I mean, look, I know he hasn't been great, and I know every time he gets in a game, it's a roller coaster of emotions, it's white-knuckling. You know, I get it. With the game on the line, I understand. But there have been actual disasters in the league in terms of relief pitching, and plenty of examples of it. This was not a disaster when Weaver went down. when Weaver was temporarily replaced by Williams at the time. It wasn't terrible. What were the other options? A combination of matchups coming out of the bullpen? Stop it. Stop it. Analytic matchups with the binder tells you to do? Stop. So, another material secured. Good job this winter, Brian Cashman. Oh, yeah, and do you remember when 2023 Cy Young winning ace of this staff, Gerrit Cole, went down for the rest of this season and beyond? The timing of that announcement would decimate any team and derail any team before this season even started. Not Cashman's 2025 Yankees. And we can go back in the past and talk about old contracts. I'm talking about this winter, the pivot plan. No worries, because Max Fried, who currently sits fifth in AL Cy Young voting right now, he was already on the staff to fill the roster, the void of the missing Gerrit Cole, one of the best pitchers in the game. And Max Fried, who takes the mound today, I mean, he's got to win this game. I mean, it's a lot of pressure on him, much like the pressure Gerrit Cole was facing. Every time you take the ball, you expect to win when he's on the mound. And Max Fried has been every bit the ace of this Yankee staff. And without him, think about what would have happened if Brian Cashman did not go out and buy a contract for Max Fried. The ace of this staff, are you ready? You know the answer. Carlos Rodon. He would have been pitcher one, number one. The ace, Rodon. Far from an ace. That game yesterday was over in the first inning. Over. Was it the first inning Brandon Nimmo hit that grand slam? Whatever it was. I was listening on the radio, and then I was at my cousin's house. Hold on. Well, as soon as Brandon Nimmo hit that grand slam, the game was over. So can you imagine where this Yankees team would have been with Carlos Rodon atop the rotation? Then what? So, pivot plan, that's another material secured. Probably the most important material, Max Fried. So, good job this winter, Brian Cashman. And absolutely sure. There is a lot to think about and tinker with at this as this trade deadline looms ever closer. Okay, we're sitting here on the 6th of July. And for the reasons I just outlined, I personally feel inexplicably confident in Cashman's abilities to make the necessary moves. But please, stop prospect hugging. Do not be afraid to let a guy go. You have to give up to get, and don't lose sight of that. So, the Yankees, without a doubt, and given the current circumstances, are a better, more well-rounded team than they were with Juan Soto on it. I highly doubt that we'd be talking about the success of Fried or any of these guys. I mean, two things can be true. Brian Cashman could have had a good winter pivoting to plan B. And then going back to that Steinbrenner quote, for the most part, they do, for the most part, have the proper materials to win. So what's missing? Why is this team not winning? Why is this team riding a 6-game losing streak? Why does this team have 14 losses when leading by multiple runs at any point in a game this season? Why is this team 12-18 in one-run games? To me, the materials of this team, it's built better than this. So what is missing? What's missing is the catalyst, the fire. This team has no fire, and we talked about it briefly for a second yesterday. Jason Dominguez was okay in the leadoff spot. Two home runs on Friday. Yesterday, batting what, sixth? Why do these things keep happening? Why is it that one day a guy could be hitting first and then drop down to sixth? Why is it that one day a guy could be playing third base and the next day he's playing second base? Or just yesterday, a guy that every game so far this season has played in the outfield, why is he playing first base when you've got two first basemen on your roster? Maybe it's me, but these things are not adding up. They are not making sense to me. call up Prometheus, because with the way that Aaron Boone is constructing this day to day, there is no predictable pattern for these players. Playing well doesn't mean you get to stay where you are. There is no, what's that, merit system, if you will. If you play well, like Jason Dominguez hit well. He hit well. He can't field for a lick, but he hit well in the leadoff spot. Where did he find himself the next day? Sixth. That doesn't make any sense to me. And therefore, with all of this moving around and moving parts defensively, offensively, there is no ability for these players to catch fire and bottle it up and build momentum through the cold fall months. A change in philosophy is needed. I said that when the Yankees re-upped Boone's contract. A change in philosophy, and Cashman, the change in philosophy was needed. I don't know if the manager of the Yankees has embraced the change of philosophy. That is a problem for this team. There is no sense of urgency. The message he delivered to the team, which we talked about just yesterday, the message he delivered to the team after they got swept out of their shoes, swept out of first place up in Toronto, you are the best team in the league. That, my friends, that is a recipe for disaster. That is the wrong messaging. 888-808-1019. My name is Danielle McCartan with you on The Fan. We'll break here. We'll come back. We'll take your calls. And I'm with you till 1 p.m., right up till pregame. So we got a long morning. We are just getting started. Sorry to ruin your morning coffee here, but it is what it is. This is the truth of what's going on with this Yankees team. But if you're a Met fan, man, you are sitting back and you are enjoying all of this, all of it, every second of it. And good for you. You deserve it. 888-808-1019.